Hello and welcome to Haz Matters, the dangerously good hazmat podcast, where dangerous goods experts share their insights on what's most important right now in the hazmat supply chain. I'm Jeff Siegel, a primary writer for the Label Master blog. Joining me today are Rhonda Jessup, Label Master Director of Global Learning, and Label Master Vice President Rob Finn. Welcome, Rhonda and Rob.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Glad you both can make it today. Today we're talking about Label Master's new 3D immersive training experience. I've tested it out, and it's not only a great way to learn how to ship dangerous goods compliantly, it's also a lot of fun. So let's dig in a little deeper. Rhonda, how would you describe this new training experience?
Thanks, Jeff. Our new 3D experience is another tool in the learning toolbox that allows users to perform realistic shipping decisions while being in a virtual warehouse. So it's very interactive, it's very game inspired, it's learner driven. They have to make decisions and use their regulatory publications to actually choose shipping instructions, closure instructions. They have to close their packages properly. So they have to ship something from A to Z. They can also do it at rookie and pro levels where they get hints or they're on their own. So it's a complete immersive experience.
So what's it actually look like when you're doing it?
Well, it's like you're at a DG desk in the warehouse and you have your packaging options on one side, your labeling options in front of you, and your packaging components on another side. And you actually have to move around through this warehouse with, you know, the use of your mouse. And that's how you make the experience work for you.
That's cool. And like I said, I've tried it. It's very cool. It's not like any other kind of training I've ever seen. But how does this experience improve training?
Well, as you know, we've kind of moved into a virtual world. We were heading that way anyhow, but we've been pushed that way a little harder in the last year. So what this does is it complements traditional training, whether that's a virtual classroom or whether it's a virtual online program, by providing an extra experience where a user is actually immersed in reality and they are enabled to make decisions and make mistakes. And by, you know, making these decisions and working through the shipping process, they can actually get a feel for how it really works in the real world. So our intention is that this experience is more engaging for better retention, and it will provide greater confidence on that day one on the job.
So if they make mistakes in the game, what happens?
Well, there are consequences to making mistakes. You have, like a game, you have a certain amount of X's or mistakes that you can make before you are returned back to the beginning to start again. So there is no free pass. You actually have to work through this exercise and really do your homework and make the right decisions to get to the right result.
Yeah, it is cool. So Rob, there's been a fair amount of research conducted about how DG pros worldwide view their training programs. It's not really a pretty picture, is it?
No, Jeff, it's really not pretty at all. We partnered with IATA and Hazardous Cargo Media over the past 5 years to understand attitudes among DG pros worldwide. And there's some obvious gaps in current training programs. For example, 25% of DG pros aren't terribly confident that their current training program adequately prepares their teams. And that their single greatest DG challenge is really related around insufficient and effective training. And in our most recent survey during the pandemic, 74% of pros agree that they need to have a more effective approach when training and recertifying their supply chain teams remotely. So there is a real gap. And unfortunately, the people whose job it is to keep items moving compliantly often don't have the C-suite awareness or support.
Okay, so Rob, given all that, how should DG pros approach training, given these hurdles that they're faced with?
Well, you know, I think companies that want to improve need to think differently about their training approach. And it can be done with high quality without a lot of incremental investment. And I think companies need to recognize, you know, number one is that for many, not all, but for many businesses, traditional training approaches are becoming less effective. It's harder and harder to get teams away from the from their desks for a couple days to train. Training teams that are at multiple sites at a level of complexity. So that's that, you know, that's really the first point, is that the traditional training approaches are a little bit less effective. And the second idea is that companies need to recognize that learning styles have changed. And while there is a fair amount of rigor and detail to learn about DG rules by sifting through tables and the regulatory books, that certainly is an important part of training. I think most would agree that multimedia and other engagement methods are necessary to ensure understanding and confidence. And, you know, unfortunately, particularly from our research in North America, the majority of DG pros and their management look at training as nothing more than just check the box, is that it is a regulatory mandate that as long as we just do training as exactly as the minimum requirements are, that is good enough. And what we have found is that, and oftentimes that isn't good enough, is that there's a lot of opportunity to improve processes, improve costs, and actually drive revenue if you can take your training up to that next level. It's really trying to understand and incorporate training into a company's total value of compliance is where the magic really happens if those companies want to elevate their DG training curriculum.
Thanks, Rob. That really makes a lot of sense, Rob. And it's a much bigger topic than I think a lot of people realize it is. So you mentioned learning styles, and Rhonda, you and I have talked about learning styles and the importance of tailoring training to people's and to learning styles that people are most comfortable with. Is this new experience targeted at a younger audience?
Great question, Jeff. And the answer is yes, and yet no. Through our experience with focus groups and research in the DG industry, the younger generation coming into the market wants to learn this way. They want to learn as though they're playing a game or they're interactive with their media. This might not necessarily be true for more mature users, but what I have found with this experience is it's great for everybody. It's interactive, it is a challenge, it's great for companies that want the activity to be able to increase confidence and realism in learning at all levels through the company. And it really is helpful for anybody. So as I said, yes and no, it will definitely appeal to the younger generation, but it really goes across the board for all training users.
So I'm going to put you on the spot. I know you've been in the business about 20 years or more. How did you do the first time you tried this?
Great question again, Jeff. Actually, the first time I went through the experience, I got a lot wrong. And I had to work hard to get the grade or the result that I wanted at the end of the day. So, you know, even for someone with experience, there are challenges in there because this is very unique and it's not something that you can just click through and expect to get a perfect result at the end. It's work, it's hard work, but it's a lot of fun to do.
Right. Rob, how did you do?
Like Rhonda, I made so many mistakes, and you know, I don't consider myself a DG regulatory pro by any stretch of the imagination. But believe me, I had to go back and take this numerous times. But it was fun, and I think that's the fun part of this. Quite honestly, is that it's an exciting experience, and it's fun.
That really captures it right there. It's a lot of fun. But it's also really challenging, and you will learn a lot. It's a major leap forward for hazmat training. So I wanted to ask both of you, where do you see training heading from here in the next few years? And how will it impact the DG supply chain? Rob, you want to go first?
Yeah, I guess what I hope is that, you know, as we have companies experience this type of new method, is that it is going to... it's going to get them to think about things differently and how training can actually be an important part of their overall supply chain's regulation. is that oftentimes when in the companies you hear you have to go through training or you have to get certified or recertified, the natural behavior is the eye roll and say, oh my gosh, how can I hurry up and squeeze this in to get back to what I do in my normal day of work? And I guess what I'm hoping is that this is going to impact those decision makers to think about training differently and to tailor it to the needs of their business. And you know, whether it's processes or packing a box of flammable liquids or a lithium battery, is that there are a lot of things that this training can do to not only ensure that the package is shipped safely and compliantly, but also can demonstrate best in class processes that the company has instilled. And to me, that is where the real business value comes in, is that if you can take training and execute it across all your supply chain partners, where we know that there are multiple risks that go with each handoff, if you can solidify this training across your supply chain, that's where the real business value comes in, because you're going to be much more effective and efficient when it comes to moving goods from point A to point B safely and compliantly.
Excellent. Excellent. Any thoughts to add to that, Rhonda?
Yes, Jeff, actually I do. I think both you and Rob hit on some major points. And one of those is that this type of experience really does encourage learning and retention. And even for someone like myself with over 20 years in the business, I learned something new going through this experience. So at whatever age you are in the learning process of dangerous goods, this will give you more. It will give you more to your learning experience. And in terms of attracting younger folks and employee retention, when you have a training program that's going to encourage you to learn and engage and continually develop your skills, I think that is the way we have to go in the future. And that, you know, static training, although it has its place in the training world, is going to be complemented by these types of training experiences where the learner is engaged completely and making their own decisions and actually being active in their own learning.
It's kind of like when we were doing a pilot test a couple of years ago with this experience, we had somebody comment to say, wow, this was actually fun. I didn't even realize that I was learning something. And that's kind of what our goal is on this.
Agreed. I remember seeing a very early version of this, and the version that just came out totally blew my mind. I'll just go ahead, right ahead and say that. Thank you, Rhonda and Rob.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. It was fun.
So once again, that was Rhonda Jessup and Rob Finn from LabelMaster. For a closer look at LabelMaster's new 3D immersive training experience, visit labelmaster.com/3D-DG. And you can stream more podcasts on essential dangerous goods topics at the HazMatters homepage, labelmaster.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening to HazMatters, the Dangerously Good HazMat Podcast.